We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Assalamu alaikum, delightful viewers. Assalamu alaikum means greetings in Urdu, a national language of Pakistan. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobed 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbed 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 8B5. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobed 2 and Hotbed 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión.
In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN.
In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión.
In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión.
And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana.
In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jovitel.
And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan-Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company.
In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company,
Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan offers assistance to kindergarten teachers from Olak or Vietnam. In health news, a 91-year-old American husband helps his cherished wife overcome Alzheimer's. In veg news, the chief minister of an Indian state votes no when it comes to eggs. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 17th, is the International Day for the Eradication of Poverty, declared in 1992 by the United Nations General Assembly. it commemorates the day in which more than 100,000 people gathered at the Trocadéro in Paris, where the Universal Declaration of Human Rights was signed in 1948. This occasion is also a time in which individuals of all backgrounds join in their commitment to ensuring prosperity for every global citizen. The 2010 theme is From Poverty to Decent Work, Bridging the Gap. With global endeavors in heaven's grace, may we soon have a planet in which every being flourishes in abundance and happiness.
Thai news. Ho Lako, Vietnam endures floods. Ongoing rains and heavy winds over the past 2 weeks in central and southeastern Ho Lak have resulted in relentless flooding and widespread damage in turn. As of October 15, 66 people have succumbed, with approximately 500,000 affected across central and southern provinces.
According to a report from the United Nations, some 150,000 homes have been damaged, while 2,000 have collapsed completely. Hardest hit in central Ho Lak were Ha Tin and Quang Binh provinces, while in southeastern Ho Lak's Kien Yang and Bi Phuoc provinces, more recent severe weather has left 2 people perished and 1 missing, with evacuations necessary as homes were destroyed and countless properties affected. Officials, emergency crews and agencies such as the United Nations have been working in the storm-stricken areas to provide medical assistance, food and other necessities. Following up on an original request made when the storms hit at the beginning of October, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with the governments and agencies in any newly affected areas to see if help is needed, asking that they also go if possible to help the most vulnerable, saying that funds are available for emergency assistance.
Our grateful thanks for all Olaxese or Vietnamese officials and emergency personnel for their caring support of the people in need, as we also send our gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost as we pray for the protection of the affected residents and a gentler tomorrow for all through humanity's more compassionate ways.
Storms sweep across Cambodia. Unusually heavy rains in the Southeast Asian nation claimed 4 lives since Monday, October 11th, with more than 10 provinces facing potential flood conditions and a significant rise noted in the Prek Tonot River, located west and southwest of the capital Phnom Penh. Several thousand residents in the outskirts of the municipality had been alerted to prepare for evacuation. By Saturday, National Committee for Disaster Management official Kiel Vai stated that although the nation remained on high alert, the flooding had subsided in many regions. Earlier on Wednesday, Prime Minister Hun Sen had also cautioned fellow citizens for their safety and had ordered officials to be prepared to help the afflicted.
Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members contact the regional officials to find out if assistance is required. She asked that they go, if possible, to help those most in need, saying that funds for urgent aid are available.
Our appreciation, Prime Minister Hun Sen, Phnom Penh officials, and all personnel for your safeguarding initiatives, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate concern. We pray for the protection of the Cambodian people and that such perilous conditions may quickly subside as humanity's gentler regard for all beings helps restore equilibrium on earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UN World Food Programme provides food support to Yemen. The World Food Programme, or WFP, has announced a donation of $37 million to help supply adequate nutrition for some 1.7 million people across 11 provinces who have been affected by high food prices. A memorandum of understanding was signed by Yemeni Deputy Minister of Planning and International Cooperation, Hisham Sharaf, and WFP representative, Gian Sherry, for distribution to the most affected regions.
WFP has also announced plans to extend the program through the end of 2011 and will continue to provide support for the Yemeni government's efforts to reduce the impact of a global rise in food prices. Heaven's blessings and many thanks, World Food Program, for your kind-hearted care of Yemeni brethren, wishing them abundant sustenance and lives of lasting fulfillment and comfort.
Somalia appoints new Prime Minister. Somali President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed named Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed Thursday as the country's next Prime Minister. Mr. Mohamed, who holds both Somali and U.S. citizenship, has served as a diplomat in Somalia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and has taught diplomacy skills at a college in New York, USA, as well as working in several government roles within the state of New York. Once his appointment is approved by the Somali Parliament, Prime Minister Mohamed will appoint the nation's next cabinet. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new role. May your leadership serve the noble ideals of fellow Somali citizens in fostering peace and prosperity for all people in your beautiful nation.
Acclaimed actor Robert Redford honored in France. The two-time Oscar-winning actor and director was honored by French President Nicolas Sarkozy with the country's elite Legion of Honor on Thursday, October 14th, for both his iconic film career and environmental works. The Legion of Honor commemorates French contributions from people of all nationalities and has in the past been awarded to such notable film icons as Hollywood actor and director Clint Eastwood and Canadian director David Cronenberg.
Presenting the award, President Sarkozy said to Mr. Redford, "You are the incarnation of the United States and all that the country represents. Those who love cinema long remember your films, which we watch and rewatch with the same emotion each time." The president went on to also commend Mr. Redford's environmental endeavors, saying, "We need friends like you who have the courage to try to wake up people's consciousness." In being presented with the honor, Mr. Redford said, "I will continue with my commitment to make cinema that opens people's spirits and goes beyond borders, and this prize will help me do that."
We join in applause, Mr. Robert Redford, for your well-deserved distinction and lifetime of achievements. May your shining star continue to inspire through both your talented cinematic artistry and noble works in preserving the environment.
Popular Indian resort town becomes smoke-free. Officials have announced that Shimla, a popular resort town once known for imported cigarettes and cigars, has joined three other major Indian cities in prohibiting smoking. Chief Minister Prem Kumar Dhumal of the city's Himachal Pradesh state also said that tobacco sales are banned within 100 yards of all educational institutions. In addition, the measure bans the sale of tobacco or tobacco products to minors, with advertising, whether direct or indirect, also being unlawful. By 2011, the municipality plans a full campaign against drugs, alcohol and smoking, with anti-addiction centers that will be set up in local hospitals. Bravo Shimla on this monumental decision in favor of public vitality. May all residents and visitors to your lovely city enjoy the clean, fresh environment and revitalized health of smoke-free living.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit... For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Bionic heart prolongs life for many. Since the approval in the United States for permanent use of an electric and battery-powered mechanical heart pump known as left ventricular assistance device, the number of patients who are being helped by the device has increased to tens of thousands. Dr. Randall Starling, head of heart failure and cardiac transplant medicine at the Cleveland Clinic, said that the device helps immediately improve the pumping of the patient's heart and thus improves the quality of life. Longer-term solutions can then be achieved by using the patient's own stem cells to rebuild the heart tissue, at which time the pump can be removed. We thank Dr. Starling and colleagues for sharing the information about this state-of-the-art innovation. May such technological advancement continue bringing improvement to the lives of patients and their loved ones across the globe.
Save Our Planet, International Sustainable Cities Conference chooses vegan fare, with delegates from nearly 1,200 urban and other governments, as well as related organizations in attendance. The ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability recently discussed how cities, which hold more than half the global population, can respond to climate change effects, such as rising sea levels, extreme weather events, and disease.
We are approaching a number of tipping points, particularly in relation to climate change and to ocean and terrestrial ecosystems. If we once pass these points, corrective action will both be immensely expensive and very probably ineffective.
To demonstrate the importance of putting green ideas into practice, a meat-free day was also announced as part of the three-day conference, which would promote the vegan lifestyle as an effective environmental solution.
We should try to have a diet that is thoughtful about its impacts on the earth.
In cooperation with hosting venue Sondo Convencia and the Meat Free Monday group, a gourmet vegan lunch and dinner was served along with a presentation about the nutritious low-carbon meals.
It is the symbol of the best solution to climate change for the health of the earth and its residents.
그런 식사를 이렇게 전 세계인들이 함께 나누면서 행복해할 수 있다는 게 우리가 앞으로 가져가야 될 어떤 대안의 모습이 아닐까.
It was a sort of a total solution information for us to really give up meat. I like this dish very much. It's very delicious.
It looks very tasty when you receive it. And secondly, it also is very tasty. It's a very important statement to make. When we say that we are building eco-efficient and resilient cities, which this conference is all about.
Conference VIPs also received a related vegan information brochure, which featured the slogan originally created by Supreme Master Ching Hai, stating, "Don't give up everything to be world saver, just be vegan." Government leaders commented on how the meat-free day served as an encouragement to incorporate vegan fare into their own eco-friendly measures.
We also discuss. In our country also we'll introduce this meat-free meal. Is that very nice, very delicious, and good for health.
Hats off and our appreciation, ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability, Meat-Free Monday, and all involved for your green events. May cities across the globe quickly adopt the sustainable and joyful plant-based way of living.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
In a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged all world leaders to shift to the cost-effective, planet-saving vegan diet.
The governments have the power to make this urgent transition to the organic vegan diet. First, they should ban all animal products. Informing people about the facts of animal products, explaining that because it's poisoning their co-citizens and piling up far more cost than any gains economically and environmentally, and because it's eating up our planet. According to respected Dutch scientists, tens of trillions of US dollars can be saved by world governments if all the world becomes vegan. In addition, the governments of the world have the power to make the veg trend an exciting movement for everyone toward a healthier lifestyle.
Save Our Planet, with drought leading to water depletion in Western Australia's underground lake cave. The state government is funding efforts for its first ever delivery through irrigation technology to preserve rare cave inhabitants.
Morning news. According to statistics presented at a national conference in Olac or Vietnam, rising cancer rates of 20,000 fatalities and up to 200,000 new cases each year are being caused primarily by cigarette smoking, pesticide use and pollution.
It's Timo the Tapir here. I eat the vegan way, foods without any animal products. Here's a tip to dress up your houseplants and help them retain water longer. You can add mulch to the pot. There are many options to choose from, such as moss, stones, or decorative marbles. Doing this reduces the need to water as often. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
And humanitarian news. A kindergarten in Olac, or Vietnam, is provided with teaching aids by Japan. Pro Work Tawanda, a Japanese non-governmental organization, donated over $35,000 for the construction of a kindergarten in Inyom District, Bakyang Province. It will accommodate 60 students. Pro Work Tawanda also arranged for Japanese teachers to assist in musical instruction and teaching method advice. In addition, the charity made plans for some of the Oloxese or Vietnamese teachers to visit kindergartens in Japan. Our earnest appreciation, Pro Work Tawanda, for your detailed care of Oloxese children. May your efforts enrich the lives of vibrant youngsters, helping to create many happy tomorrows.
In health news, a 91-year-old devoted husband helps his cherished wife overcome Alzheimer's. Mr. Saul Rogers of Auburndale, Florida, USA, visited his wife Rita for 2.5 years at the care center where she was a resident. At first, Rita seemed very unhappy and did not remember Saul, though they had been married more than 60 years. One day, Saul got what he calls an idea from above. He spoke to Rita, hugging and tenderly touching her, telling her how much he loved her. After an hour, Rita became a totally changed person, recognized Saul, and began talking with him. These days, the delighted couple enjoy singing duets for the other residents. Saul said, "I feel like $1 million. That loving touch is magic." Bravo, beautiful Saul and Rita Rogers. May you have many more joyous years together, sharing your very special love with all God's blessings. Up next on Noteworthy News, the chief minister of an Indian state affirms the veg diet has everything necessary for good nutrition. We'll just go for a hug, be right back. Stay tuned for more lively news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, refreshing news for a regenerated world. In veg news, the chief minister of the Indian state says no to eggs. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister, His Excellency Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has ruled against including eggs in a government-sponsored midday meal food assistance program. It serves children in 66,000 community-based centers throughout the state. His Excellency stated, as long as Shivraj Singh Chauhan is Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, eggs will not be introduced. In any case, the human body is fashioned to consume vegetarian food, and a vegetarian diet has everything the human body requires. Our heartfelt gratitude, Your Excellency, Shivrav Singh Chawan, on your life-affirming stance. May all leaders take such courageous steps to protect the health of co-citizens and the planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Polish entitled No Repeats.
Klientka salonu piękności mówi:
Jak wiesz, nigdy nie powtarzam plotek. Proszę więc posłuchaj pierwszy raz.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Chinhai, I greet you all in the name of Jesus. I have been watching Supreme Master TV for some months now, and I have come to realize that I've not been fair in my diet, which consists mainly of dairy products. Through your TV programs, I have now decided to change my diet in order to save our dear planet and live healthier. Thank you for your enlightenment on Be Vegan. Vivian from Owerri, Imo State, Nigeria.
Hi Vivian, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Vibrant Vivian, your warm note and greetings in the name of beloved Lord Jesus are appreciated by all the Supreme Master TV staff and myself. Congratulations on your transition to the earth-loving vegan diet. When everyone works together, we can save and beautify our precious planet. May God's abundant grace be with you and the pure-hearted people of Nigeria. With all my love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News. Now we say Huda Hafiz, which means goodbye in Urdu.
May the love and wisdom of heaven be your guide.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During their meeting, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton discussed bilateral relations as well as a possible U.S. negotiating role in assisting Serbia and Kosovo toward a goal of diplomatic resolution.
Hannelore Kraft was unanimously elected to head Germany's upper house of parliament, becoming the first woman to hold this post.
The gift of $250,000 from an anonymous donor makes it possible for Mark Price, a 37-year-old leukemia patient and father of six from Arizona, USA, to receive a life-saving bone marrow transplant.
With the 15-year project completion of a tunnel through the Swiss Alps, which is now the world's longest, a high-speed railway is being added next to provide a route intended to protect rare plants and animals from above-ground truck travel.
In response to Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's appeal for assistance, South African President Jacob Zuma sends a delegation to the neighboring country to aid in restoring national unity.
After hearing on the radio of a man about to jump and take his own life in Georgia, USA, American recording artist and producer Clifford Harris Jr., also known as rapper T.I., drove to the scene and helped police talk the young man down safely by encouraging him not to give up hope.
Cyprus President Dimitris Christofias and Turkish Cypriot leader Davis Erolu participate in the opening of a new crossing that links Greek and Turkish parts of the divided island, which will decrease travel times and enhance development of the region.
With the help of funding from the World Society for the Protection of Animals, the Indonesian island of Bali halts the killing of stray dogs and works to eliminate rabies through a humane vaccination program that protects humans and animals alike.
Surgeons at the San Gerardo Hospital in Monza, Italy, perform a double hand transplant, the second ever such surgery in the world, for Miss Carla Marie, replacing the limb she lost in 2007, with reports that she is already showing signs of mobility.
5-year-old Magnus Newton from Ohio, USA, skipped the presents for his 5th birthday and instead collected $288 from the party, which he donated to charity to help sick children and support their families. Touched by his giving spirit, Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering to chip in $3,000 with Magnus's donation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.